Let's say that you're watching television one night, downing your favorite brand of cola, when a commercial for toothpaste comes on the screen. The ad promises the brightest, whitest, most appealing smile ever, and features a lovely young woman who obviously does not require 3 cups of coffee to be perky in the morning. She's attracting many adoring stares as she skips to work in her bright yellow pleated suit, smiling what could very well indeed be the brightest, whitest smile you've ever seen. Do you head to the nearest drugstore, believing that you, a coffee-drinking, grape-juice-swilling wine connoisseur, will have the brightest, whitest smile ever if you simply brush with that particular brand of toothpaste? Of course not. Or so says the law. The tube's promises are so extreme, so exaggerated, that they are not to be believed. A statement promising the brightest and the whitest and the most appealing smile is what's known as puffery in the ad business. And ultimately, the law business. Puffery, they say, is different from a statement of fact. It is, in the words of the courts, either exaggerated statements of bluster or boast upon which no reasonable consumer would rely, or vague or highly suggestive claims of product superiority, including bald assertions of superiority. In simpler language, it's known as professional chest pounding or seller's talk. And the thought is that we should all know when we hear such pounding talk that no matter what promises the ad makes and no matter how much consumer protection law we have in the United States, your teeth will never be that white. But competing toothpaste companies may nevertheless attempt to shield you from blindingly pearly promises by bringing claims of false advertising. Competitors sometimes do bring legal actions to take issue with another's claim of the best or the brightest or the buffest. Take dueling gun companies or rival ravioli companies or strategically thinking computer chess game makers. But they almost always lose. No, say the courts, the average person wouldn't really truly believe that there's one gun that won the West or that one particular pasta is in fact America's favorite, or that there's new technology that simulates a famous chess champion opponent in the computer game. In each case, the court found the words and promises mere puffery, not believable, and therefore not actionable. As one court noted, nearly every pizza chain claims in some way that it's the best. Who's to say which really is? Contrast those two big-to-be-believed promises with one case in which a court found puffing that blew a little too hard. It wouldn't dismiss as puffery this line. Compare with your detergent. Whiter is not possible. It's a measurable factual claim, or so the court decided, unlike the mushy and more generic best. The line is obviously more than a bit gray, and advertisers should be wary. But a potentially ironic lesson of these cases is that the more outlandish and ethereal the promise, the more likely it is to be puffery, and therefore perfectly legal. And now I've shared with you every single thing, every important detail any person could ever possibly want to know about puffing. I'm Amy Guida.